From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show, the Dugout Podcast. The Yankees went over the Mariners by a score of 7-3. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast for Public Tuning, and Stitcher apps. Off to a good start. Luke Voit with a two-run home run. You saw Gardner get a home run in this game. We got some excellent defense by Scherzer at third base. All around solid win. CeCe kind of held down the fort. You know, I know he gave up a couple of runs and he got pulled, but he did what he needed to do to get the win. Excellent start to a four-game series versus the Mariners. If you even go to the last series after coming back from the West Coast road trip, winning two out of three versus the Twins, the first-place Twins. So, despite all the injuries, and we said that last week where we're not going to use injuries as an excuse, we were able to pull out a couple of dubs, man. I won a couple, you know, won a series versus the Twins. Also, a good start in a four-game series versus the Mariners. So, just get Yankees perspective, Yankee fan perspectives on tonight's game, and also see where their heads is at, where their mentality is. Got to see the return of Miguel and Andujar. I know a lot of Yankee fans, depending on who you talk to on social media, on Twitter, in favor or not in favor for him, especially particularly playing at third base. It is what it is. But good win. Nice win to start off the week, Monday, versus the Seattle Mariners, a team that showed a little bit of threat, especially in the fifth and sixth innings. There was a bases loaded situation. Edwin Encarnacion was at bat, and they were able to get him out. And then also saw a little bit of threat in the very next inning as well in the fifth. Actually, I think that was the sixth inning, if I'm not mistaken. And I know Tim Betchen was able to get grounded out. So the Yankees didn't face too much trouble. It felt like a game where I thought the Yankees, you know, they front ran. It was up 7-0. And I thought Seattle was going to try to come away and come back, man. I thought that we were going to talk about how the bullpen led up and they kind of dropped the ball. But the Yankees got some key outs and off to a good week, man. Let's get to the Yankee fans, man, and get their thoughts. Jimmy at KZ, go and say hello to the people, and then we'll bring on the other Yankee fans, and we'll have some dialogue, man. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, man. How's it going? Great win tonight. You know, I didn't expect this game to be the way it was, especially going on in like six. I didn't expect to score a week.
Jimmy, we can't hear you. I think you were having a bad connection. You may want to hang up and call back. You're having a bad connection. Try to get you on. So hang up and call back. You have a terrible connection. Suzanne at Bleeding Yankee Blue, at Susie Prof, say hello to the people. So how's everything?
Hello. Good evening. I'm so happy to see that we were able to take Seattle down in the Bronx tonight. Terrific outing by the team, CC. Just some great clutch hits. Looking forward to having some banter tonight.
Right. Shout out to Susie Prof. At Susie Prof on Twitter. There was a good dialogue on the Twitter thread today, too, as well. If you guys are on Twitter listening to this episode, at Susie Prof, Bleeding Yankee Blue. And I'm going to get to Kristen.
I'm burning up mad.
I don't think she's mad today, though. Kristen, what's going on? How are you doing?
You guys caught me in a good mood. Hi, family.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Jimmy.
We're gonna have
great
Jimmy
win, everybody. I'm so excited.
I know you
some
are.
Finally, some positive vibes, right? Coming off
right,
that horrible draft.
Right. Oh, yeah. Story for another day. Suzanne, let's start over with you, man. Suzanne, the two out of three versus the Twins, and what's your thoughts as far as, you know, the losing? Maybe if you want to go back, you know, the two-game sweep in Arizona, but off to a nice start, a four-game series, and you got the three-game series versus the Rays after that. What's your thoughts on tonight's game? And anything else you'd like to add? We'll go to Kristen.
Yeah, I mean, I love the game tonight. Long ball, certainly, everybody kind of contributing. I love where Brett Gardner's batting in the lineup. seems to be a lot more productive, you know, 6-7 in the lineup and really swinging the bat very nicely. I love that Estrada got his first home run as a New York Yankee officially on the club. And, you know, Gardner being the first veteran to kind of give him the congratulations tonight. Just some real clutch hitting. Gio Urshela continues to impress me and I think impress, you know, many of us, you know, both with his magic glove at third base and he's swinging the bat well. So it's, you know, thinking about who we're missing. In many ways, I'm not. You know, my son is graduating from Syracuse this weekend, and he said to me, Mom, I think I'm going to put, like, you know, Giancarlo Stanton on my hat. And I said, why the heck would you even do that? What are you thinking? And he's just like, yeah, you know what? He's a contributor to the team. I want to be associated with somebody who's a contributor to the team. I said, well, he hasn't been playing. You know, I mean, the guy is not even missed. I forgot he was on the team, and all of a sudden he, like, came out with his sweatshirt on to congratulate Estrada tonight in the dugout. And I was like, yeah, I totally forgot he was even on the team. The fact that, you know, we're seeing such beautiful production from guys that we wouldn't have even thought. I mean, you know, Sterling's calling Talkman the Sockman, and he's, you know, swinging the bat well. He's running well. So I'm really excited that, I mean, what we're calling the Yankee B team is, you know, putting forth a tremendous effort. I think now, what are we, 20 and 14 rather. So, I mean, we're seeing such tremendous production from folks who, you know, probably wouldn't have made the team or wouldn't be playing as well. And, you know, again, a shout out to Herman. Unbelievable performance yesterday. He just is, you know, clutch for us, especially since Paxton went down. We're going to be relying on Domingo Herman to sort of carry us. It is clear that Severino will not be back until All-Star, after All-Star break. And so kind of our de facto ace right now was Paxton, and with him going down with the inflammation in the knee, certainly not what we were looking forward to seeing with him, considering that he's been, you know, an incredible addition to our starting pitching. But, you know, thank God we have Domingo Herman. Thank God, you know, CC Sabathia seems to be holding his own. I mean, the Yankees gave him a beautiful, you know, lead tonight, you know, some of which, you know, he kind of like blew, but for the most part, I thought he pitched well. I mean, again, you know, they're showing replays of Urshela. He's just unbelievable, like a Greg Nettles on, you know, third base on the corner there, just playing and hustling like no other. And then, you know, seeing Estrada, like, again, playing shortstop, like that's his job. Like, that's where he's been all year. It's just incredible that we have this amazing depth that are allowing the Yankees to keep close to the Tampa Bay Rays, who we will eventually have to play against. And to be honest with you, that's been the team that I've been fearing playing, because they just seem to have some sort of chemistry to mix it up and to play well. And they have very good managing coaching down in Tampa. So it's been an exciting few days. A West Coast trip was, you know, better than we had expected. Was I looking, you know, towards seeing Arizona take us down like that? No. But I thought, you know, the West Coast trip, which was really tough trip, I thought we hung in there, and, you know, we were able to win more than lose, which is great. And then we came back, you know, clearly to the stadium, to Minnesota, taking 2 out of 3 of those games, which, you know, something that I had heard earlier today was the Yankees hadn't proven themselves around a more competitive team, that we hadn't really played well against teams like, you know, Houston and such. And yet, you know what? I mean, Minnesota, one of the best teams in baseball, we were easily able to take them down and win that series. Handily, which was exciting. And then, you know, again, Seattle has always been a strong team. King Felix is a strong pitcher, and it was like nothing for us tonight. So I love when those kinds of games happen. I know, obviously, a lot goes into those kids hitting the way they hit and the instruction that goes with them, you know, certainly swinging the bat the way that they are. But it's a terrific win at the stadium, and we need to continue to move in that direction as we wait for more and more players to come back, including Aaron Hicks, who we're looking forward to getting back potentially next. And Chad Green apparently has been doing really well down in Scranton, so I'm hoping to see him come back to the bullpen.
All right. Shout out to Suzanne. Thank you very much. Kristen, what's your thoughts on the last the series versus the Twins, finishing up the trip versus Arizona, off to a nice start versus the Mariners in the four-game series? What's your thoughts?
It's a great week in baseball, period. I think they're doing really good. Herman was phenomenal. But getting back to tonight, the defense by Urshela and Estrada was amazing. It was really fantastic. The one-handed throw from Urshela at the first was crazy. One going to first also to get the out was great. We just really outplayed Seattle. I was really happy with how they played it. Really super smooth. Gardner was great. Hats off to Estrada again on the two-run home run, his first career. You know, Urshela was 2-for-3, had a RBI and a run. Fantastic. CeCe had a good game, but Herman, back to Herman, he did phenomenal. Every time I see this kid, he gets better and better. He really does. The kid is just coming into his own, and I just hope he just keeps this momentum up and he keeps getting stronger and better because he really had a good outing. I loved how he played this week. It was great. It was phenomenal. And I'm happy about Voit. So Team Voit, everybody, look what this kid is doing. He is a beast out there. Yeah, he didn't get a good break tonight, and that's fine. He did what he had to do, but I'm telling you, had such a nice streak, and he'll be back. It's only going to get better. So I'm really happy what they did tonight and over the weekend. It was really good. Good games. I like the way they closed it out tonight, and fantastic win.
Yeah, there's really nothing else to add to those points. Overall, big picture, Yankees have held the fort down, especially on the West Coast trip. Even though they kind of stumbled the last two games in Arizona, a team that we've had success with over the last several years, the Minnesota Twins, I thought with their young manager, Rocco Bardelli, and they had a nice young lineup with a lot of guys hitting for average, that the Yankees did well versus them. They definitely neutralized a lot of the Minnesota Twin hitters over the weekend. Not necessarily not much on Saturday, but definitely Friday. And then, like you guys said, or Gal said, with Domingo Herman. I mean, if he's not the de facto ace, I don't know who is. We talked about this in the spring training episodes about his potential, his stuff. He has the best stuff, arguably the best stuff out of starters, or even if you want to throw him, you know, middle relief, if you want to throw him out of Vino. I mean, he has that. You know, it's like muscle memory for this guy. Last year, he was kind of thrown into the mix. They throw him, you know, spot starts coming out of the bullpen. But the guy, he has good command. He looks confident on the mound. I'm a very relaxed Yankee fan when I see Domingo Herman on the mound in 2019. I'm a really relaxed when I see him get out there and pitch. And despite all the rain in the game yesterday, it doesn't really faze him. He goes out there and does his job. It's sunny, it's raining. No matter what the situation is, he's going out there, he takes the ball, and he handles his business. As far as the bats, you guys hit it. As far as Luke Voit, I mean, glad to have him. I'm not exactly sure if he's down 10 or 11 home runs right now. I kind of lost count at this point. But he's had, you know, a solid, solid season with the bat, and especially getting on base, which is actually probably more important than just him hitting home runs over the fence. And Brett Gardner has looked a lot comfortable more down in the lineup. It's been long overdue, and I'm glad he is because of the emergence or the common sense method. Putting DJ LeMahieu at the top and putting Gardner down in the lineup. And then when we get guys back, I mean, this is the beauty of all this, is we're doing all this despite all these damn injuries. And that's the thing, that's the upside to this whole And versus good teams, too. I find the Mariners to be a solid team, especially to do that to get Felix Hernandez, a guy who's been a very, very good pitcher for them for several years. I know he hasn't been the dominant Felix Hernandez over the last several years, but he still has a lot of stuff to, you know, get you out. And we know the Seattle Mariners have a good hit. They can hit. Look what they did pretty much all season. They're usually I think they're a better road team than they are at home. I know they get hit when they're at the Safeco Field out there in Seattle, but I think they do a lot more damage when they're on the road. But this is nice. Now, I know it's a four-game series. I would like to at least get 3 out of 4. That would be my mark. A split, I wouldn't be too mad at a split in this four-game series, but I'm aiming at 3 out of 4. I want to win the series. It's like Suzanne said, it's all about the division, man. There's no more wild card crap, man. I like the wild card, don't get me wrong, but we got to win divisions, man. We got to have home field. And I can't wait till late August and September to start counting games when we're, like, in a playoff hunt where we should have been looking at this the whole entire way when you have good teams in the division. I don't sleep on the Boston Red Sox. You know they're going to turn it around like they have. And then, like, the Tampa Bay Rays, they're a pesky team. And we're going to have to see them this weekend, but I don't want to overlook Seattle. Let's handle our business one game at a time, series at a time as well, because I know Tanaka's got to go, maybe Hap probably towards the end of the series, and I know Hap did not have the best of outing on Saturday, and you started to see good Hap, you saw not so good Hap on the last start versus the Twins. Guys want to actually additional thoughts on that as well. But yeah, I'm with you on the defense with Urshela at third. I mean, it's really good, man. I mean, we need that. And then you saw, like I said, Andujar is back in the lineup. So how you guys, gals feel? I keep on saying guys, gals feel about that. Jimmy, we'll bring you back on, then we'll go back to Suzanne. But Jimmy, what's your thoughts on tonight's game? Oh man, Jimmy, we got a bad connection, man. You're going really, really in and out. We'll hold off, man. We'll hold off. Yeah, Suzanne, go ahead, fire away. We'll try to get Jimmy back on. But Suzanne, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, so there was a lot of chatting on Twitter today, specifically via Bleeding Yankee Blue, about Miguel Andujar. And, you know, clearly with Urshela playing the way that he is and seeing Estrada, you know, step it up tonight. I mean, between the two of them, they were like just geniuses with their gloves and their arms. Are we thinking that, you know, this could be possibly, a Miguel Andujar trade that could occur later in the season before the All-Star break or right at the trade deadline? I mean, it's kind of interesting that chat is already occurring. I know Chandler weighed in on this via, you know, this back and forth banter that occurred today on Bleeding Yankee Blue with regards to, you know, sort of this discussion of, you know, Miguel Andujar and, you know, already, I mean, he doesn't have the depth defensively at third base. Now it'll be very interesting to see what will happen, later on in the year as we get further in and we start to really present what kind of club we're going to be after the All-Star break. Are we going to be in contention? I mean, clearly we are right now. We're a game and a half away from the Tampa Bay Rays. And as you said, Steve, we're going to be hosting them this weekend. They've been a pesky team for us. But I guess, my question is, we're not done yet, I don't think, adding to our team. And depending on, Jordan Montgomery's return later on this year and, Luis Severino, will he be coming back after the All-Star break? Can Domingo Germán continue to take this leadership role and continue to pitch the way he's pitched, like an incredible ace? Like, people must be across the league spinning their heads saying, with all of these injuries to the Yankees club, how is it that they are in contention of and in the place that they are right now in the American League East, which has traditionally been a strong, a strong division in Major League Baseball holistically. And they must be saying to themselves that the pieces that Brian Cashman has put together, the minor league system that we've got in place, has really carried us. This B team has really led us to where we are right now, which, you know, I like where we are. I mean, I agree with you. Anytime Domingo Germán takes the mound, I feel relaxed. And, you know, when I know that Happ is going to pitch, I get nervous. Even Tanaka has made me nervous as of late. I mean, clearly Paxton has, you know, held it over and done well. You know, Luaziga is going to show up in this rotation this upcoming week. Supposedly he's going to be taking the place of Paxton. So, you know, I guess my question to the group is, do we see somebody like a Miguel Andujar as trade bait for an additional pitcher if we're not able to kind of hold our own, you know, into the All-Star break, into June potentially, where we will really need to see what kind of team we're going to be and where we're headed? So that's, you know, sort of my question to the group. You know, is somebody like a Miguel Andujar going to be somebody that, you know, potentially we would trade for a premier pitcher?
Okay. All right, Kristen, you got an answer for Suzanne?
Yeah, I think as far as Andujar is concerned, I think it's a little too early to be thinking about it. I know people are talking about it already, but it is a possibility. But my thing is, I think he has to really step it up and see how – we got to just see how he's going to be. I really do. I think he's got to really start to shine. If people are already talking about this, I'm sure it's already taken hold of the players and everybody's listening to this. You know what I mean? It's not a secret. It can happen. But, you know, it all depends on how this kid plays. But I'm very comfortable where we are right now. And for me to see Germán on the mound is a sigh of relief for me. Absolutely. And he's only getting better, which is the best thing. And as far as the wild card, I think we're better than the wild card. I think I am so confident this year that we're not going to be anywhere near the wild card. I want to win the division fair and square. Let's just sweep everybody. Let's get all these teams out. Listen, we're playing quality teams. We really are. People are saying we're not. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. We even played mediocre teams that were creeping up on us. So, you know, it's still early. But the thing is, I'm super confident that we'll win the division. I honestly believe that. And as far as Felix tonight, he looked crazy. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to think. He really didn't, as far as his pitching and everything. It was funny. But back to the AAA guys, they're doing it. These guys are good because they're hungry. That's why I like AAA guys. These guys, you know, nobody looks for these guys unless you need them. These guys are flying under the radar. They're super talent in AAA, as you can see. Because these guys are carrying us. Our starters are sitting and they're out, and we're doing phenomenal. So I can't wait for everybody. So honestly, I want Didi back. I'm sorry. I love Didi, and I miss him most of all. I think out of everybody that's out, I really love Didi, and I would love to see him come back. And if he doesn't come back this year, that's fine with me. But I do want to see him come back. But the race is on. They've got all these positions that are filling up, and guys are looking at it like, okay, when I come back, I got to come back strong because these kids are just crazy. They're hungry, and they're ready to play, and that's what I love about the kids that are playing for us. Honestly, I love it. I love it.
You know, I echo the same sentiments as Krista, because Miguel Andujar, going back to last year, the race, rookie of the year race between Gleyber Torres and Miguel Andujar and and own Ohtani out there in Anaheim. Miguel Andujar was a valuable piece, especially when Aaron Judge got hurt in July of last year. I think Andujar is another key piece, a young guy, a good valuable piece for a World Series run. It's going to take reps. Both of you gals know that in baseball, you need reps. You need at-bats. You need quality at-bats. It's looking good for Gio Urshela as far as, you know, his glove at third base. He's hitting for average. I mean, he's doing exactly what we want any Yankee to do, play well defensively and hit the damn ball, and he's doing both. So Miguel, obviously, it's a luxury to have this. I mean, that's the best way I could look at it. It's a luxury, kind of like our catcher situation. Even this year, more than last year, with the struggles that Gary Sanchez was having at bat last year, I mean, he still kind of does in a sense, but at least he's hitting a lot better for average. I think he's at around 260-ish now than he was last year. He couldn't even get over 200. It was really home run or die with that guy last year. He's actually had some huge home runs on the West Coast trip. He's hitting for average, and then you got Austin Romine playing behind him, who's a better defensive catcher, and he could somewhat hit for average. You know, he'll put the ball in play. The third base situation looks really, really good. You don't have to play Andujar at third base either. You could rotate him. You may have to. You could put him in first base. You could have him DH. This is a great situation to be in, man. I mean, we haven't been in this situation in years. The last couple of years, we were, you know, getting rid of old contracts. Jeter coming off the books, A-Rod coming off the books. Mark Teixeira, those Yankee squads about 5 years ago. We knew we were like in a situation with this squad. We had to at least hold down the floor. The Yankees didn't like fold. Like they were like 84, 78, like a couple of years in a row, 84, 86 win type teams. Now you've seen we're reaping the benefits of a team where we don't have a lot of huge contracts. The biggest contract, for the most part, is the Giancarlo Stanton contract that we signed, with the trade with the Marlins, and we took on this contract. But Judge still doesn't have that big contract. Sanchez, so we're really we have to go for it. I mean, this is the argument I was arguing about 2 years ago when we lost to the Astros. Because I remember a lot of Yankee fans after losing to the Astros in the ALCS talking about, oh, we'll be back next year. And I'm the type of fan, tomorrow's never granted. We should go for it now. Like, we should have, had a chance to beat the Astros, beat them, go on and play the Dodgers, beat them, get our World Series, while these guys are not getting the heavy contract or injuries is decimating this team. Right now, we can't even use the injury as an excuse argument because they're kind of holding down the fort. They're actually, like to Suzanne's point, teams around the league are like, how are we doing this? With the injuries, with the best players, arguably the best talent players that we have on our team. It's like the team is rallying around each other. Luke Voit is always on base. He's getting the RBIs. You're getting the hits out of Gleyber Torres. He's getting on base. He has a very good on-base percentage. Probably, I think, maybe second or third behind on the team behind Voit and Gary Sanchez. Man, I mean, this is a very, very good situation to be in. So to answer your question, Suzanne, I'm not willing to trade Miguel Andujar yet because I know this is a long season because things could happen. What if Gio gets hurt, God forbid that happens. You know, I like to play with guys. I like to play with the dev. And you brought up the point as far as Hicks taking AAA, minor league at bat. You're going to have more guys coming back. And you got Gardner playing well, better. Frazier is now, he's out there in right field doing his thing. And he's played well when he's been in the lineup. I love our situation. Now, I understand that we could add an asset by getting rid of somebody else. The question is, who is that pitcher you're talking about? That I could really, look into it more. It depends on who it is, who's available. I know Kluber from the Cleveland Indians got hurt. Last week he got hit by that pitch. I think it was on the arm. But what pitcher in particular do you have in mind? But I don't want to jump that gun. I think Andujar could be more of an asset with us than than if he was off our team, then we brought on somebody, and he that particular pitcher wet the bed down the stretch, playoffs, so on and so forth. So is it really worth the risk? I'm not 100% sure, but I would rather keep Andujar because I think he could be an asset. I think he could be a 280, 285 hitter, get you some doubles. We know defensively he could be a liability, but as of right now, we kind of have a luxury right now in this place, and we can find ways to get him in the lineup. And then you got other guys that's on the IL as well who should come back and really help this team in the very near future. So I'm really, really liking our situation as a baseball club. And I think they're rallying around this, man, not using this injury stuff as an excuse. Jimmy, let's see if we can get you back on, man. Let's see if we got a better connection. Jimmy, what's up, man?
I was just saying, man, that, you know, you know, we looked really good tonight against, you know, King Felix. I thought we were going to struggle. I thought this was the game that we were going to, like, this was the one game in the series that we're going to lose. I thought this was the one, but we won the game. So I think we're gonna sweep the series, man. I really think. I mean, he's the only really, really good pitcher that they, you know, that they have. I think we're gonna sweep the series, man. You know, as far as Herman goes, I think Herman is our true ace right now, man. The guy's on fire. You can't deny what he's been doing, man. It's just crazy, man. But I really like the direction that we're going. And as far as talks about Andujar, man, like, just, you know, Andujar, I wouldn't get rid of him yet, man. You know, he's on a roll right now. I mean, let's not fix something that's not broken yet, man. That's all I'm gonna say. If we do too much, we're gonna be crazy. So, you know, overall, I like what we're doing, and go Yankees, man.
All right, cool. Shout out to Jimmy. Suzanne, what would you do? Would you like to have Andujar as trade bait? Is there a particular pitcher you are seeing in the future to have him as trade bait, or you rather keep him?
Yeah, you know what? I'm still bothered from a couple of years ago about the Verlander trade to Houston, and that we could have had that opportunity. I'm still bothered by the fact that we didn't get Gerrit Cole when we had the opportunity. So I'm looking for somebody like that can be that guy that comes at the end of the season or mid, you know, after the All-Star break, that can, you know, get us to the finish line. Because I'm not satisfied with, you know, wild card. I'm tired of this wild card nonsense. You know, I want to win the division, and I want to play, and I want to play to win. And I'm not interested in this crap. Now, one could say, Suzanne, you only need three good starting pitchers in the playoffs and in the World Series. And I would 100% agree with that. You need to have a thick bullpen, and you need three good starters. And your third starter, you know, could be somebody that is, you know, more mediocre if you have two real strong starters to kind of anchor you. And I would 100% agree with that. And it is all hands on deck, and playoff baseball is much different than what we're playing right now, as far as, like, you know, just making sure that we stay in it, you know, despite, you know, the injuries. And, you know, anytime you take the field, you're not injury proof, let's put it that way. You have the opportunity of getting injured in one way, shape, or form. You mentioned Kluber. I mean, getting hit by a pitch certainly is one of the worst ways to get injured, you know, clearly, because, you know, it is happening to you, and there's not much you can do to kind of get out of the way. You've got a 90-mile-an-hour fastball potentially coming at you, and, you know, you're either able to get out of the way or you're not. So injuries, you know, are going to happen. But I guess, like, with a Miguel Andujar, he's taken such flack for his defense at third base. And what we're seeing now is, you know, somebody like Urshela playing the way that he is defensively and swinging the bat. You're like, well, this is what potentially we've been missing in the corner the corner infield. Now, I'm not saying that I don't love Miguel Andujar, and I wasn't excited to see him come back. And I realize you have to get a lot of reps in. I'm just putting it out there because it was a discussion point. I am nervous with him at third base. I was always a little nervous with him at third base. It was like I'm pulling for him, but I really need somebody that's going to, you know, be a big, you know, net, if you will, at third base. It's going to be able to scoop up anything that's coming at them or at him and gunning them out at third base. We can't afford to put people on base with senseless, silly kinds of errors or bobbles. You know, even Gleyber Torres, I don't think, is the strongest infielder that we have in the bunch. Can he swing the bat? Absolutely. Does he make some good plays? Sure. He hustles. Like, to Kristen's point, they're hungry. The kids are hungry. They're going to run hard. They're going to jump and dive at the ball. And there's been a lot of, like, interesting banter on FAN over the last few days about somebody like McNeil on the Mets, who's just like a gritty, hardcore, dive at the ball, get dirty kind of baseball player. And we have a few of those guys. I mean, we see it in Urshela. We see it in Estrada. I see it in Torres, despite the fact that I don't think he's the strongest infielder. I see him diving for balls. I see it in Frazier when he's playing the outfield. You know, I like that kind of play. I'm not saying that Miguel Andujar doesn't have it in him. I just haven't seen it yet. And I don't see him being as strong of an infielder as I'm seeing in the players that have sort of filled in for his absence. And so I think, you know what, let's see how he does. But he may be somebody that could wind up in a trade for a premier pitcher that will get us over the hump, maybe get us to the division that, the you know, the division win that we've all been craving. And I think, you know, Cashman wants it. Clearly Boone wants it. The team wants it. We want it as fans. It's going to take whatever it takes. I mean, it is really going to be something that we may need to give up to get to the next level, to get over the hurdle in July and in August and put us where we need to be positioned to win this division. And it'll be interesting to kind of see the forecast that comes towards us this weekend with a team like Tampa Bay. And I'm not saying they're going to be in it to the end, but their formula is working. They're the ones that invented, you know, them and the A's have eventually, you know, have actually invented, you know, this whole idea of mixing up the pitching staff and the opener strategy. And, you know, I had thought at this point we might have seen something of that. I think the fact that Green isn't with us right now shows me that potentially we may not be using an opener strategy. Yet I think a Tommy Canley could be somebody that I would put in if we had to go in for an opener strategy to kind of mix things up. So, yeah, I mean, Miguel Andujar is somebody that I think could be on the auction block along with maybe potentially some other players, you know, that we don't see very often. I mean, I hate to see somebody like Estrada, you know, be in that mix, but I do know that the Yankees are going to need to bring in somebody else. Is it going to be a Dallas Keuchel? I don't know.
Let me ask you this question before we go to Kristen and Jimmy. So when you look at it from the Miguel Andujar perspective, what about Urshela's perspective in the sense of he hasn't played a full season that I can remember. I think he played like one or two years in Cleveland. Do you think he has? You think he could play? Like he has the durability to get through the rest of this season, or is it because we have the possibility of having other guys come in and fill in, like Tulowitzki, Didi Gregorius later in the year? Is that the reason why the Andujar possibility of shipping them? Is it because you have more faith in Urshela, or because we have other pieces behind, you know, in the infield that can come in and do the job? Or is it a combination of both?
Yeah, no, I think it's a combination of both. I know Didi Gregorius is coming back, and he's going to come back strong. I mean, that's a competitor that I want on my team every day of the week. And when he slumps, he slumps. But when he comes back from a slump, man, I love the way he plays. I mean, there's nobody like him on the field today. Now, Tulowitzki, I you know what? I was never thrilled with that. I mean, everybody was so excited. Oh, Tula wants to be a Yankee. We're so glad he's here. Yeah, he's a guy that's going to get hurt. And so, you know, he doesn't have the longevity. Now, does Gio Urshela have the longevity? I don't know. But in combination of, like, to your point, Steve, who's coming in next, knowing that we don't have the full team and this guy could, like, you know, rotate platoon, if you will, with a Gregorius that's going to be coming back in. I mean, yeah, I guess that's why I kind of feel that way. I just never felt comfortable with Andujar giving up so many senseless hits, or I wouldn't say a hit, but, you know, senseless errors or on-base opportunities for players that shouldn't be on base. And then it's like one or two runs that were falling down, you know, and losing games over that could have been prevented. So I think that's part of it too, Steve, is like just I don't feel comfortable with his infield defense to a point where I think that he could really protect, you know, pitchers that are ground ball pitchers, you know, like Paxton, you know, if you will.
All right, cool. All right, that makes sense. Makes sense. Kristen, anything else you'd like to add? Matter of fact, Kristen, before we get into that, you have a question for Jimmy and Suzanne. Matter of fact, particularly the Yankees question of the day.
Actually, I posted it today.
Yeah, but did Suzanne know
it? I posted it on KGYR. I don't have anything off the top right now. I don't have anything off the
top.
You
want to ask Suzanne that question? Or Jimmy?
Let me think of the question. I got to figure the question.
I think it was about a particular pitcher. Let me see.
It's an easy one. It's pretty easy.
Suzanne's going to nail it. We got to give Suzanne.
She'll definitely get it. Let me just find it.
Yeah, she'll get it. Yeah. Suzanne, don't even worry.
If you
want
to go to Jimmy, go ahead and I'll find it.
No. Give us your thoughts, man. Give us your opinions, man, on anything else with this squad. We'll get to the questions later. Don't worry about that, man.
Okay. I love what everybody's doing. And as far as Didi, yes, Suzanne, I need him back. We need him back. I want to see him play. The guy's going to come back stronger. He's amazing. That man can contort his body any which way to stop that ball. And that just is kind of like coinciding with the third base aspect. Yeah, Andujar has made some errors. And those have cost us runs. You know, and I keep saying this about Sanchez. These things cost us errors. And we can't make those mistakes. They're silly. These are professional ball players. You guys should not be making these mistakes. Now, like I said, the AAA guys are hungry. So they're going to make those plays. They're going to, I mean, life and limb, no matter what, they're going to do whatever they have to do to stop that ball. And they showed us tonight. Perfect example. You know, the bats are hitting. I'm just super excited about the season. I really, really am. It's amazing. It's really amazing. I'm so excited. That's really it. I love what Jimmy said. Go Yankees. I love what Suzanne said about Andujar. Yeah, he has made a lot of errors. But now it's time to step it up. And if this kid doesn't step it up, you could be bait. But I do think it is a little early, but it's not a long shot.
Yeah,
he
can always DH, though. I mean, it's not like he's not going to have a role in an American League lineup.
No.
He can always DH.
Right. But he'll be knocked
can't
down.
Can't hurt you that way in the field.
Right.
Or be an extra bat, you know, a pinch hit situation, an extra bat or, you know, pinch hitting and then maybe have him feel like an inning or two if you had a key substitution or –
Right.
This role, you can have it in that situation too. If you have him on your the 25 man, but you know, I like the situation a lot, man. This is a good problem to have, a very good problem. It's
it
like,
is
almost kind of like how we say about the bullpen. When a guy's struggling,
oh,
another guy can come in and do the job. Like if Chapman's struggling, Brent can come in, or Ottavino. I mean, we have guys who could pick up the pieces when other guys are not handling their business. Oh, let me
right.
say one thing before we go to Jimmy. I love it. This is go back to the start of the West Coast trip. I love the front running we're doing. When I mean front running, is we're getting off the leads. We're not down in a lot of these games. A lot of these games that we're winning, we're up and we're up big. I mean, I like that. I mean, I like that. If you sit back and watch the game and really take, you know, I know that sometimes the pitchers get a little lax and they'll give up a dinger here and there. I mean, that happens. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But the whole point is we're up and we're up. I mean, tonight 7-0 on the Mariners, man.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, hey. Sometimes when you're a pitcher, you see that lead, you know you couldn't afford to, and you know you have the, and plus you know the personnel on your team, you know you can afford to make mistakes in the situation. I'm not saying get comfortable with it, but in the case of CeCe Sabathia, and first of all, let's congratulate him for the 3,000 strikeouts, man. I mean, this is, you know, a guy, 19th player in history to do that, man. I mean, CeCe has been a warrior, and I've had my gripes with CeCe as of late, but I got to respect the veteran in him, man. CeCe has been a constant professional. He's going to eat up innings for us, hopefully, as he should. CeCe Sabathia, man. Love the fact that, you know, he's definitely going to be in the Hall of Fame, World Series winner.
Yeah.
Definitely got us to win tonight, held it down, so. Matter of fact, let's go like that. Jimmy, you have any thoughts on CeCe Sabathia and get Suzanne's final thoughts and get her thoughts on CeCe as well, and then Kristen. Jimmy, anything else you'd like to ask?
Oh man, CeCe, like this guy's been on fire. Like ever since that one year when he like stunk. Ever since that year, he's been really really good, man. So like CeCe is kind of like what I call CeCe is kind of like the Mariano Rivera was starting pitching, you know, Mo was a starter. That's the way he was pitched. That's the way I describe CeCe. Like, he's so calm and cool and collective, you know, when he gets out there, nothing bothers him. And, you know, the whole team steps up when he's out there. That's what I love about CeCe, man. So, like, carrying him on 3,000, man, that was great to see. That was awesome.
All right, cool. All right, Suzanne, thank you very much, Jimmy. Suzanne, let's get some final thoughts. And put in your final thoughts, if you have any thoughts on CeCe as well, or anything else on our baseball team. This is a good night to be Yankees fan. And as you know, Christian and Jimmy, being fans of these other teams, man, I mean, the Yankees are the bright spot of being a KGR, man. So, Suzanne, your final thoughts. Susie Prof on Twitter. That was a good dialogue on Twitter. I saw that. And I enjoyed it.
There was some good dialogue.
Yankee fans on that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was some good dialogue. I mean, Manfred and this whole nonsense with, you know, the free agency and such is, you know, it's really hitting baseball very hard. And so, you know, we like to pull together what the fans are thinking and feeling about, you know, baseball. I mean, you see, like, somebody like Dallas Keuchel, who's just, you know, he's not working right now and, you know, kind of a victim of this, you know, free agency policies that they have in place, and you know, maybe it's time to revisit, you know, some of that. So there was some really good banter. There was banter about Miguel Andujar, which is why, you know, I kind of brought that up. But, you know, two things that you touched on and, you know, kind of want to just, you know, circle back on is the fact that Luke Voit is a real deal. I mean, 10 home runs, he's batting about .260. He's got, you know, over 30 RBIs at this point, and he's like at 31 RBIs. We know that he had reached base safely, what, like 45 times, and, you know, obviously lost it the other day. But the fact that he is on this team and is making a tremendous presence with his bat, with his glove, he's really learned defensively how to play first base. He was the other corner player that I was worried about, but yet I've seen nothing but, you know, strength from him. And it's like Bird who, I mean, clearly, thank God, that nightmare is over, you know, that we tolerated him for so long, and thank God, you know, he's gone. And we've got
was a nightmare,
and there's
yet.
No shame. You know, put him into, like, this mix of, like, this, I don't know, cocktail of a trade that maybe we could, you know, bring some other, like, you know, pitcher into the mix. The other thing is, like, looks like Luke Voit. You know, what is he, 26, 27 years old, kind of, like, flew under the radar. And sometimes, like, you have a player like him who just needs a different team to be a star. And you know what? St. Louis wasn't his team. Like, that, you know, as much as he grew up in the area and he played, that wasn't going to be, like, his lifelong, you know, place to play, if you will. And the fact that he has come to the Yankees and he has given it everything that he had. I mean, keep in mind, this was a guy that was supposed to play football and got injured and turned to baseball instead and reinvented himself as a baseball player. I mean, and you see him running the bases. Like, he is like Hulk coming at you around the bases. The guy really can't run. But when you see him coming, he's like a steamroll, and you want to get the heck out of his way. But he has really proven that last year was not some sort of, like, hoax. This wasn't, you know, just, you know, sort of like something that just kind of happened out of nowhere. I mean, he's the real deal. So, you know, I love that he's batting the way he is. You know, I hate to say it, Sanchez, he's not a defensive catcher. More pass balls this weekend. I mean, all right, you know what? Yesterday it was raining, it was wet, I'll give you that. But, you know, he is not a defensive catcher, but he can swing the bat. And if he's swinging the bat, he can play on my team, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, I like that he is, you know, doing as well as he is with the bat, because they kept saying, Sanchez is a pure hitter on this team. All right, maybe they're onto something. Maybe finally I'm seeing it. You know, I guess the last thing is, you know, I wrote a piece earlier this week, you know, watching CC Sabathia, you know, hit the milestone of 3,000. And, you know, I didn't get as many reads as I had anticipated getting, because I thought everybody was kind of sitting there waiting for this moment to happen. And, you know, he was out in Arizona and, you know, likely for the last time in his entire career. And I don't know if y'all know, but I mean, he struck out a former Yankee, right? You know, seeing him, you know, play and pitch, and seeing so many people pulling for him in Arizona, it was almost like a mini Yankee stadium that night. And he pitched against Zach Greinke. So, I mean, clearly, you know, a real competitor, you know, with him, you know, playing in tandem with him against him, you know, that night. But, you know, John Ryan Murphy is the guy that you know, got struck out, if you will, for the 3,000 strikeout, which I thought was just so ironic because, you know, he was in the mix of you know, series of trades that occurred to bring different fixtures into the New York Yankees. So John Ryan Murphy getting struck out by CC Sabathia for his 3,000th, I just thought was, you know, like a storybook kind of ending to an incredible career that warrior CC Sabathia has put forth. But more on that and more on what we're doing each day when we write on Bleeding Yankee Blue. And as you always say, Steve, you can follow me at Susie Prof on Twitter, at Susie Prof 1 on Instagram, and, you know, read what we have to say. And we're always looking to contribute to what fans are saying to us. So we love what we do here on the Bleed Blue Show. We love what we do in Bleeding Yankee Blue, and, you know, continue to support us and read us as we go through the season, which has been a remarkable season thus far.
Absolutely. At Susie Prof on Twitter, and also Bleeding Yankee Blue, the website, the articles and the opinion pieces. Shout out to Suzanne on that. And then as well, the great Yankee Dialogues on Twitter. I spent a lot of my mornings just reading that stuff. I was like, I love it. I love the back and forth, man, with the Yankee fans. I love it. Shout out to Suzanne. Thank you very much. Kristen, your final thoughts? Do you have any on CC and Sebastian within your final thoughts as well?
Hats off to CC. That was amazing. We're so proud of him. The man has come from, you know, the ground up. He surrendered. He battled alcohol. He battled his weight. He was in slumps, and for him to surrender to the team, and they took him, and they said, we'll fix you right up, and they did, and he came back full force. I'm so, so proud of him. He is definitely a warrior, most definitely. Well-deserved. But I do need a Twitter account now, definitely, because of Susie, so I got to get on my game.
No way.
But as far as the trivia is concerned, I do have the question. Susie, you still there?
Okay. I'm here.
Okay, and Jimmy, this is for both of you guys.
Before you go, I'm going to put the over under at 10. I'm going to put the under on 10 seconds. She'll get it right in 10 seconds.
I hope so. Now you got me nervous.
It's so easy. It's ridiculous. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
What pitcher was injured during batting practice in Kansas City while shagging fly balls on May 3rd, 2012?
Oh, my God. It was such a sad day, Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, and he had no business doing that.
Told you.
Well, that was part of his routine. That was, if you read about Mariano Rivera and the way that he prepared himself before games, that was part of his routine. But I agree with you. Like, man, dude, like, what are you doing out there? You're killing me. That was such an awful day. Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday, and it was just awful.
Yeah, a lot of
and
people
I'm
did.
So,
I posted it today.
Oh,
2.4
my God.
Seconds.
I'm so grateful that he was okay after all that.
Atta girl, Sydney. Sorry, Jimmy. I know Jimmy probably had it too, so.
Yeah. All right, cool. Thank you very much, Kristen, on your thoughts. Jimmy, you have any quick final thoughts before we wrap up?
Yeah, man. Luke's the man, and bye-bye Birdie, and, you know the big test is going to come against the big time's gonna come against Tampa, man. If we can take care of Tampa and what they're doing right now, we're gonna be in really, really good shape, man. So go Yankees the rest of the way. Let's kick the rest of the Mariners' butt. Hopefully we get the good Tanaka this time around. And I always have fun doing this with you guys, man. I enjoy it every week, man. It makes my Monday go by so fast. Go Yankees, man.
The whole point. That's the whole point, man. It's all about making the day go by faster. That's the whole point, man. Suzanne and Kristen and Jimmy, it was a good win over the Mariners. We'll be back next Monday, post-game versus the Orioles, next Monday. We'll enjoy the week, four-game series versus the Mariners, and then got the weekend series versus the Reds. We'll discuss that next week as well, after the game versus the Orioles next Monday. Sangre Azul, ladies and gentlemen. We got to go. Got to go. Got to go. Blee blue.
Go Yankees.
Go Yankees.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Blee blue, 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 blee blue.